Darling, you send me. I know you. What's up, guys? This is another episode of Monday Morning Marketing, episode number 7. Thank you so much for tuning in. As you can see, I'm kind of getting better. I'm like, for the life of me, I can't get like 100%. For some reason, my voice is still like, it mainly happens at night and in the mornings. Like, and this is in the morning right now when I'm recording. So like, my voice gets really like clogged up and I start coughing like uncontrollably. And I've been taking, you know, vitamin C and everything else, and cough drops, cough syrup, NyQuil and everything. And still, man, like, this cough will not leave, and it's making my voice sound the way it does. I don't know if you guys can tell a difference or not, but if you see me in person, you could. But anyways, besides that, what we got going on today, besides this episode or this week, guys, I have introduced Crown Marketing Vlogs to the Dental Marketer company. So you're going to see me doing a lot more of these tactics that I talk about in real time. You're going to see it like in person, in video, and also a little bit about my life. But they're going to be on YouTube or on the website as well, thedentalmarketer.site. And the YouTube channel, I guess it's my name, Michael Arias, Michael Arias. And you kind of have to look for it. I only have 2 videos uploaded, and that's just 2 videos of podcasts. It's not like, you know, the vlog's up yet. The vlog, hopefully a vlog will be up this week, but it depends on how I'm feeling, to be honest with you. So yeah, that's gonna go down. Also, the newest episode of The Making of Smile and Co, episode 8, is live. If you guys don't know, it's live. It went live on Sunday and it's out there, so go listen to it. Go see the progress that Dr. Ashley Hovez is going with, is going through in her dental practice. And also, another update. What's another update? I know I had another update here. Oh yeah. go hear my interview if you can on Nifty Thrifty Dentist Podcast. It's an interview a little bit more laid back. Have you guys heard of the Howard Ferrand interview? On Dentistry Uncensored. This one's a little bit more like, you know, comedy, a little bit more funny, a little bit more about myself also, and a lot more about ground marketing, just about like talking about it and how it can benefit your dental practice. Like, guys, if you don't know, remember, I do ground marketing coaching for your dental practice. So if you are interested into doing ground marketing and having like a permanent ground marketer, or having one of your employees be taught to do ground marketing, I'm your guy for that. So with that being said, guys, this episode is going to be about ground marketing, but with daycares, right? Your local daycares. So, or local daycares, or like Head Start programs, Montessori's, things like that, for your children. I know a lot of us are trying to figure out back to school, you know, programs or ways we can market. Go to the daycares, guys, because I mean, that's where it's mainly going to be at, all the kids. And it's so easy to get into these daycares. It's like not even funny. So what you really got to do is just kind of call a daycare up, right? Like, say you have a kinder care around you or a Montessori, and just call them and say, hey, look, we're the dentists down the street from you guys. And I really wanted to give the kids there some education on, you know, their oral health. Or I really wanted to give some of the kids there and also their parents some free stuff so they can take home and things like that. And we can kind of teach them a little bit, like a little 5-minute demo about how to brush their teeth or how to floss or whatever. They're going to love it. The teachers there, the directors are going to say, yes, let's do that. Let's make something happen. Or they might say, you know what? We've had a dentist who did that and they kind of stopped. Or we have a dentist who've already does that. If that's the case, just say, would you mind if I do it too? Or just say, okay, no worries. And then just call the next school, right? That just kind of goes to show that, you know, dentists are already doing it and they're seeing great results from it. So you want to do that. You want to just call them and say, hey, look, you know, we're the dentist right down the street from you guys. I was wondering if it's okay and maybe we can kind of go there, give the kids a little bit of free stuff, maybe do a little quick demo for them on, you know, teaching them a little bit about how to take care of their teeth at this age, because it's so important. Especially at their age that they're in. And then at the same time, you know, I can give them information that they can take home for their parents, or I can, you know, be there when their parents are there as well. The best thing you want to do is be there when their parents are there as well. maybe kind of talk to them, say, you know what, maybe we can set up in the afternoon. And then at the same time, when we're done teaching the kids, we can, you know, set up a booth at the entrance or wherever the parents go to pick up their kids and just kind of talk to them, say, hey, look, we were here with your kids. We did this and that. And then, you know, here's our business cards. What I've seen work with one dental practice that I thought was amazing is they actually had a thing where they set up physical exams. So one of the assistants and the hygienist kind of went through each classroom, and the director of the school said it was like dentist day or something, right? And the teachers and the parents were all okay with it, and they all did like exams. All the hygienist literally took a day off and went, and the assistant took a day off, or not a day off, but like they took a day to go through each classroom and, you know, look at the kids. And it was probably like in the daycare was probably around 100 kids. And they all went to each, you know, individual kid, like just did a quick physical exam, maybe 15 seconds, or I don't know how long, to be honest with you. And then after that, they, you know, tallied up their notes. They said like, Jane Doe has, you know, some serious plaque buildup or something, right? John Doe doesn't have much, you know, whatever. And then they gave a copy to the director and said, here, you need to give this to the parent. And then they also gave them a card, like, here, we'll offer them this for the parent. Some type of discount, or we'll offer the parent, you know, an exclusive deal when they come to us because we're partnered up with the school. So I thought that was amazing because every single kid in there kind of had something, you know, to work with, whether it was like, you know, plaque buildup or not brushing their teeth enough or something, right? And then at the same time, they said, look, give this to the parents, let them know to give us a call, or we'll give them a call if they're available, if they want us to, you know, if they want to do anything. Because at the same time, these people, the hygienist and the assistant, left sign up sheets for the parents to sign up in case the office wanted to call them. So a lot of the parents also did do that. They signed up and said, look, okay, I know they checked out my child, might as well have them call me and tell them what they saw, you know, and then at the same time we can schedule an appointment. So that I thought was amazing, and I think more people should do that, take initiative beyond you know, just going to the school and giving out freebies. I think you should kind of think a little bit outside the box and do more like what they did, where they and that was a client of mine, and I thought that was amazing how they kind of thought that on their own, because I was the one who got them the school and, you know, the availability to be there. But they're the ones who said, you know what, let's do physical exams to everybody, and then at the same time let's leave a sign up sheet for the parents who, you know, want us to call them. Or, you know what, let's not waste any time. Let's staple our cards and give out some flyers along with, you know, their test, the kids' test or results for their physical exams to the parents. So let's give them that. So I thought that was amazing. Anyways, guys, that's going to do it for this episode. Time is almost up. I don't want to go past 10 minutes. So thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions regarding this, or if you couldn't understand because of my voice or something, just email me. Email me and I would gladly like to talk to you a little bit more about this tactic. So yeah, do that. Don't forget, guys, I teach these tactics and so much more in your dental practice. Just go on to my website, thedentalmarketer.site. Go under services and click ground marketing coaching, and you can find my services there. This is what I do. And at the same time, guys, follow me on Instagram and Facebook under The Dental Marketer. And don't forget about the ground marketing vlogs. Look out for those. I'm going to announce that. Well, it's already announced. I'm going to put out my first episode very, very soon on the tactic that I'm doing. And after that, also don't forget to check out Nifty Thrifty Dentist Podcast with me in it. Or just check out any of their podcast episodes. They're really funny. But if you want to listen to mine's, it's up there. I believe it's episode 11. I'm not too sure, but just go check it out. And guys, I'll talk to you soon.